This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, it's been some days now since the Eid. And alhamdulillah, I'm still here in Hargeisa, Somaliland. And mashallah, the weather is fine after some heavy rains, etc. And fasting is over, according to Ramadan. But is fasting just about Ramadan? Is this month of fasting every year supposed to be shut down and the whole practice, all the efforts, everything we have done in Ramadan supposed to be just put on the shelf until next Ramadan? Is that how it is supposed to be? Or is Ramadan a part of our lives? You know, Ramadan being the obligatory aspects of fasting. When we look at what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to say about fasting beyond Ramadan, we find there are so many different references and suggestions and efforts that he has proposed for us to do to make Ramadan or make fasting an integral part of our lives and not just something for the month of Ramadan. That's the reality. So it does behoove us to look into fasting beyond Ramadan. That Ramadan was really a preparation for a way of life which includes fasting in all of its aspects. So when we look into the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding fasting beyond Ramadan, we find the first statement he made was that of fasting 6 days of Shawwal. 6 days, either, you know, with gaps in between, or 6 days following each other, however we choose to do it. But 6 days of Shawwal. Before the month of Shawwal ends, we're encouraged to fast for 6 more days. And these days of fasting, the Prophet ﷺ said, added to the month of Ramadan, gives us the reward of fasting the whole year. Fasting for a whole year. Subhanallah. Just 6 more days added to our Ramadan gives us the reward, this great reward of fasting the whole year. So what is this saying? This is encouraging us in the most strongest of terms to fast regularly, to make fasting an integral part of our lives. So, my brothers and sisters, followers on Facebook, let this month of Shawwal not go by. Don't let it go by without fasting the 6 days as the Prophet ﷺ has recommended it. Inshallah. Make that effort and fast them as sincerely and as focused as we were in Ramadan. Don't fast them as a tradition, a habit, custom, well, that's what people do, so we're doing it like them. No, put everything in it in these 6 days. Try to put everything in it just as we had put in Ramadan. We were very, very careful about our Ramadan to make sure that that Ramadan was perfect, so it would bring us the rewards that were promised. In the same way, we should try to do the same thing for these 6 days of Shawwal. Barakallahu feekum, and it is good to be here with you again, still in Somaliland, a place of peace, a land of Muslims, mashallah, a place worth visiting. When you're making your plans for the coming year, you know, where you would like to take a vacation, see another part of the world, meet some of the Ummah, consider Somaliland, a place that I've been coming to for the last 8 years. And in the course of these 8 years here in Somaliland, I can say honestly that I've only heard of two people who have been killed here. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, two people in 8 years. I know, once you heard the word Somali, Somalia, Somaliland, you're thinking Shabab, explosions, you know, daily, etc. But Somaliland is a whole nother story. So put it on your agenda. It's relatively cheap to visit here. To live here is incredibly cheap. I mean, you can get a house with walls around it, 3 bedrooms, for as little as $150 a month. I know some people contact me all the time asking me, where can we make Hijra to? You know, where is livable? Where can Muslims go? Well, Somaliland, put that on your map. Do some research. Come and visit it. And inshallah, you will find a land of Muslims. 100% Muslims. Fajr, we have 3 lines, sometimes 4 lines of people praying, you know, throughout the day. Hijab everywhere. You'll not see a single woman in the street without hijab. Not a single woman. Of course, the men's hijab needs some work. But, mashallah, Somaliland is a place to consider. Seriously. Barakallahu feekum. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I'm closing now as the adhans of Dhuhr are sounding. You can hear them in the background. MashaAllah. And this is something beautiful too. No matter where you go in this city, you will always hear the adhan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.